One of Victoria's largest hardwood sawmillers is leaving that state and planning to move to Tasmania. Australian Sustainable Hardwoods now uses native trees in the mills in Victoria, but would be using plantation timber in Tasmania. It's part of a national trend away from using native forest timber, as Felicity Ogilvie reports.
The Australian Sustainable Hardwood Sawmill is the biggest employer in the small Victorian town of Hayfield. Generations of the same families work at the mill making window frames and staircases from Victorian ash timber. But the mill is being shut down. Julie Breyer works at the Hayfield Community Resource Centre and she says people are angry.
And it's not only the 260 workers at the mill, it's the log truck drivers and the timber contractors who will be affected. You know, a lot of them live in Hayfield. It's also the community at whole because it's always been a part of our community. Since 1950-odd, we've had timber mills here. It's devastating.
James Lantry from Australian Sustainable Hardwood says the company wanted to stay in town, but it couldn't get enough native forest timber from the Victorian government. But he says there are plenty of eucalyptus trees growing in Tasmanian plantations, so the company is planning to move the sawmill across Bass Strait.
The preferred area is Burnie because of logistical issues and the supply arrangements of the eucalyptus nightingale timber. The mill would operate on plantation-based timber alone.
The Victorian government says it could only offer a sustainable amount of timber to the company. Some of the native forest supply was burnt down during the Black Saturday bushfires in 2009. Other trees have been protected because they're home to the critically endangered Leadbeater's possum. The Tasmanian Minister for Resources, Guy Barnett, is hoping the state's forest industry is about to be revived.
It's innovative, it's new, and it will create, according to the company, hundreds of jobs. This is very welcome news.
Sawmiller spokesman James Lantry expects that between 100 to 300 jobs will be created at the Tasmanian mill in Burnie. But he says the Victorian workers will be offered jobs.
So there's no doubt that they would look to some of those workers who may wish to relocate. That was something that would be looked at very favourably by the ownership.
Young ones might move, which means that's devastating for us.
Hayfield local Julie Breyer says the town doesn't want to lose the sawmill.
Why are they moving to Tasmania when we have this fantastic timber mill here that's totally sustainable?
But in Burnie, where more than 1,000 jobs have been lost from the timber industry and manufacturing in the past decade, the local mayor, Anita Dow, is delighted.
Any employment opportunities are always welcome. And I think it would be great for confidence around the city. And certainly, you know, for many years we've been looking at opportunities in downstream processing for forestry and, you know, the opportunities that will bring and the flow-on effects to our local economies.
It will take Australian Sustainable Hardwoods about a year to close down the Victorian sawmill. They plan to open the Tasmanian mill shortly after the Hayfield sawmill is closed.
Felicity Ogilvie reporting from Hobart.